Collusion is not a crime.
Collusion is not a crime, Mr. Mayor.
No,
it's
but
not a crime.
Collusion's not even a crime
Never
in a political
been.
Campaign.
Never.
Show me
it.
In the criminal codes where this exists.
I've been sitting here looking in the federal code trying to find collusion as a crime.
It's not.
Collusion is not a crime.
Collusion is not a crime.
Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keyser. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, July 31st, 2018. Welcome to day 558. Facebook identified a coordinated political influence campaign involving 32 inauthentic pages and profiles engaging in divisive messaging ahead of the midterm elections. While the social media company said it couldn't directly tie the activity to Russia, company officials told Capitol Hill that Russia was possibly involved. Quote, "It's clear that whoever set up these accounts went to much greater lengths to obscure their true identities than the Russian-based Internet Research Agency has in the past," Facebook wrote. The company removed 32 pages and accounts. Trump took to Twitter and repeated Rudy Giuliani's defense that, quote, "collusion is not a crime, but that doesn't matter because there was no collusion," end quote. Trump has repeatedly denied for months that there was collusion between his campaign and Russia. Trump did say back in December that collusion is not a crime, but legal experts believe that anyone found collaborating with Russia could be charged with other crimes such as conspiracy, fraud, and computer hacking, among others. Meanwhile, Paul Manafort's tax and bank fraud trial started today. The trial is the first in connection with Robert Mueller's ongoing investigation into possible collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign. Collusion and Russia, however, are not likely to come up during the trial. Mueller is expected to focus on Manafort's business dealings and his lobbying work on behalf of the pro-Kremlin Ukrainian government. It's unclear whether Manafort will take the stand at any point during the trial. Today, the jury was selected and sworn in. The prosecution's opening statements began with, "Paul Manafort lied." Next, John Kelly agreed to remain the chief of staff throughout Trump's 2020 re-election campaign. Trump, however, has recently expanded his shortlist of potential Kelly replacements, which includes Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, Freedom Caucus Chairman Representative Mark Meadows, Budget Director Mick Mulvaney, and Nick Ayers, chief of staff to Vice President Mike Pence. Kelly marked his first anniversary as chief of staff on Monday and is expected to leave the White House sometime this summer. Back on Twitter, meanwhile, Trump continued his tiff with A.G. Sulzberger, the publisher of the New York Times. Trump also lashed out at the Koch brothers, calling them globalists who have become a total joke in real Republican circles. Trump's Twitter tirade comes after Charles Koch criticized him and said the divisiveness of this White House is causing long-term damage. Trump called the Koch's political network, which plans to spend as much as $400 million on policy issues and political campaigns during the 2018 cycle, highly overrated. And an MTV poll says 63% of Americans under 34 years old say that voting in the 2018 midterms will allow their generation to affect change, while 36% think voting won't really affect what the government does. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. One, Russia's top diplomat claimed that his country has access to insider information about U.S. military plans. Two, a federal judge ordered the government to transfer all but the most troubled migrant children out of an immigration detention facility that allegedly forced children to take psychotropic drugs, regardless of their conditions and without their parents' consent. Three, Senate Democrats asked the National Archives to provide Congress with all of Brett Kavanaugh's records from his tenure in the George W. Bush White House. Four, the U.S. and China are trying to restart trade talks in hopes of averting a trade war. And five, North Korea is building at least one and possibly two liquid-fueled ICBMs, according to the U.S. intelligence agency. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keyser. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.
I'm not that damn smart. You know how easy this is? Jesus. But no one wants to do it. No one has the instinct or the will to execute anything real. They only execute failure.